You're listening to the Closing Market Report, or rather the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. In on this Monday morning, it is the 8th day of February. Let's take a look at the weather forecast as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area today. Snow showers are likely mainly before 4 this morning, or 4 this afternoon, cloudy with a high of 32 degrees. West northwest winds at 13 to 18, gusting as high as 29. It will be windy out there. Chance of precipitation set at 70% today. Total daytime snow accumulation, though, of less than a half an inch is possible tonight. Showers are likely. That between midnight and 3 a.m., cloudy with a low of 18 degrees, and wind chills will be between 2 and 12. It's going to be cold out there, blustery as that west-northwest wind kicks up to 17 to 20 through the evening hours, and overnight gusting to 30 miles an hour, chance of precipitation overnight at 60%, new snow accumulation of less than a half an inch is possible. And then tomorrow, 30% chance of snow showers, cloudy, a high of 22, wind chills between 2 and 8, blustery with a west-northwest wind at 17 to 20, and that'll gust all the way to 30. If you think that's the coldest day of the week, it's not. Wednesday will be. We'll go to a high of 16 on that day. More on the weather forecast in just a bit. Let's take a look at what's been happening in Chicago at this hour. Futures in the corn pit are down a half now, 365 and a half. The May futures at 370 and a quarter, three quarters lower. July down three quarters at 375 and a quarter, and December corn at 388 and a quarter, down 1 cent. Soy complex, bean futures, a penny lower at 366 and a half. The May at 870 and a half, or three quarters lower. July at 876 and a half, down 1 1/4. And November beans at 881 and a half, a penny and three quarters lower. Bean meal futures at 266 are up a dollar even. That in the March, the May at 267.70, also up a dollar. Bean oil futures 37 cents lower at 3086. Wheat futures, soft red, March contract, a penny lower at 465. 5 1/2, July at 474 1/2, down 1 1/4 cents, and the hard red July at 469 3/4, 3 3/4 of a cent lower. Live cattle futures in Chicago, February contract down the $3 limit at 133 1/5, April at 131.55, down 2.85. March futures are 385 lower at 149.97 1/2, the April there down 347 1/2 at 150 bucks. Lean hogs in the February 80 cents higher at $65.60, the April at 70.75, that's up 45 cents. On the phone line with us today to take a look at these numbers is Pete Manhart. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, and filling in this morning for Kurt Kimmel, who's out of the office. Hey, thanks so much for doing that, Pete.
It's great to be here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this marketplace. Tomorrow, USDA will release the World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimates. These come out once a month on the 9th, 10th, 11th, or 12th. One of those 4 days, interestingly enough, for those who are watching such things, the reason there is a 4-day spread in there is that no matter what, they can always find a day to release them on either a Monday or a Friday, given a weekend. So that's why there's a 4-day spread, and we always know which days they're going to come on. This time around, it's on Tuesday, and those will be released at 11 a.m. tomorrow. We'll update our homepage with my Twitter account so you can see what those numbers are looking like. February, Pete, usually isn't a month where a lot of changes are made. Have any expectations for unique numbers from the United States Department of Agriculture tomorrow?
I think USDA is expected by industry to maybe lower usage of hair because our exports are falling behind what it takes to get to their numbers. But that's about the only thing that I can think of. And I don't know that they do much with world on this month either.
Yeah, they don't do a lot with the world numbers on this month. They will be updated, of course. The only thing that might happen, I suppose, would be an indication of any changes that would take place in the South American crops, whether that be for soybeans in Brazil or corn and soybeans in Argentina. Speaking of which, it's been a little dry there. The harvest month, the big harvest month for soybeans out of the largest producing state, which is Mato Grosso in Brazil, is April. So we're just a few weeks away from really starting harvest. There is some early harvest happening, but mostly March, April, May, I think, are the big months in Mato Grosso. What do we know about that crop at this point? It's been big, still pushed out at around 100 million metric tons at this point.
In general, it's still going to be probably the largest crop ever. There are some dry spots, some wet spots, some all of that, but in general, the best crop ever, and it will be. There's people over 100 million, there's people below it, but it'll be close to that 100 million as far as coming out of Brazil, and then the other countries are also having decent crops, so it looks like it will be a big number on both corn and beans.
I saw that USDA updated its World Watch through GeoGlam, GeoGlam. I don't remember exactly what that stands for. And that they've put crops, and this would have been as of the end of the month of January, in most of the growing regions of the southern hemisphere in favorable conditions. However, for some of the growing regions of the northern hemisphere, which of course would be in the winter months, but depending on where you are, you might have a different crop you're dealing with. For instance, the winter wheat crop in Ukraine and Russia may be not as good, and India potentially in trouble as well. I suppose those are things we'll have to keep an eye on. What are producers asking you here back at home now that we're in the middle of February and this is the crop insurance setting month, about both old and new crop that they have to deal with, that which they have in the bin or storage someplace, and that which they'll put in the ground?
Yep, this is the month where that's determined, and they have all kind of options to choose from. They need to look at those carefully. It is a floor underneath their crops. The prices aren't as good as before, but prices on the board and at the cash aren't as good as before.
Any expectations for much in the way of changes this week in the marketplace?
I don't really see it doing much either direction. I don't expect the USDA's report tomorrow to push it very far either way, and I expect the news from around the world, the poor economics, and the good crop size coming out of South America to be the main pushers.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Have a great one.
All right, that of course is Pete Neihardt. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joined us on the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. If you want to learn more about that GeoGlam, you can follow them on Twitter. That's where I picked it up. They also have a website. But on Twitter, which is what I'm looking at the moment, it's @G20 underscore GeoGlam, GLAM. So you can do that right there on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, many of our analysts as well. My address is @CommodityWeek, keeping you up to date on what's happening in the marketplace. Twitter is a really well-used social media program that farmers take a lot of advantage of, and if you haven't used it, you might want to check it out. You can also just go to the website at twitter.com and then search, for instance, @CommodityWeek, and you'll find my Twitter account. So you don't have to have a Twitter account to see it. Speaking of which, tomorrow morning I'll post that Twitter account right into our website at willag.org, willag.org. That'll happen at 11 o'clock in the morning. You'll be able to catch all of the information that comes from the United States Department of Agriculture as it releases the monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. Tickets for the All-Day Agricultural Outlook, which is Tuesday, March the 8th, coming up at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We'll go on sale later today. We've just about got everything set up, some final little things that I have to work through, and then this afternoon those tickets will go on sale. Watch willag.org, and I'll start giving you a phone number so you can order those tickets as well. Take care of that today, and tomorrow we'll get started on the All-Day Ag Outlook tickets. A quick look at the numbers in Chicago as we finish up, coming up here towards the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Corn futures are a penny to 2 cents lower, soybeans down 2 to 3. Wheat futures are off 2 to 4, depending on whether you're in the soft or the hard red. Live cattle futures are down about $3. The feeder cattle are down around $4, and lean hogs are 80 cents higher. The ethanol futures are a tenth of a cent lower. And the crude oil is up 50, rather down 52 cents. It's trading at $30.39. The wholesale price of a gallon of gasoline, 98 and a seven tenths of a cent a gallon. That's down about a half a cent. Diesel fuel at 2 9/10 of a cent lower. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average now at 15,837 is down 295 points. The U.S. dollar at 0.04. Higher. That's at 97.1. And the gold futures on the day at $1,172.25, or up $14.50. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana, coming up on the top of the hour. It's 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone.